Macklemore and Lewis Thrift Store on Daybreak on CBC Radio 1 and Thrift Shop, I should say. And many people in northern BC could be wearing someone's grandmother's coat thanks to the Thrift Shop, an impact player in northern BC's retail sector. And this morning, for more on this, I'm joined by George Baker. And George, how are you?
I'm great, Russell. How you doing?
Not too bad. So what do you think makes this sector, the Thrift Shop, an impact player in the north?
Well, it's unmistakable. They keep popping up everywhere. Let's start in Prince George. There are 6 thrift shops, consignment stores in that city, and for a town of almost 90,000 people, that's pretty large. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at a map, or Googling, as I did, you start seeing several thrift shops in the piece. Quesnel has 3. Terrace has 2. And here in Prince Rupert, you have 4 thrift shops, secondhand shops, on a 1 kilometer strip known as Third Avenue. In fact, our studio here in Prince Rupert literally stands in between 2 thrift stores, the Salvation Army and the Paws and Claws clothing store.
So in Prince Rupert, why do you think there are so many thrift shops on Third Avenue?
Well, you can't ignore that pre-boom, post-pulp mill stuck in the middle of a small-town reality that is Prince Rupert. There are some people who have no choice but to shop second-handed, but that is certainly not the entire customer base. Gary Gunther owns and operates the Paws and Claws thrift shop in Prince Rupert. The store uses its profits to help deal with the city's out-of-control feral cat population. And they have 2 stores on 3rd Avenue, 1 for clothing and 1 for home items. I ask him to describe who is shopping in his stores.
I think a lot of people are finding it difficult to buy items and get items new. So I think thrift stores are very important to give back to the community, enable them to come here and be able to shop where they can afford to.
Now, Russell, Gary touches on an important point. You can't get everything you want retail shopping in a smaller town. A place like Rupert is pretty far away from major shopping centers, so people will do shopping online. How does this work for a second-hand retailer here in town? Well, I asked Barbara Lemke, who owns Little Anchor's Children's Clothes Consignment Store.
I think we have a couple of things going for us. So in our location where we are on, we're at 317 3rd Avenue West. So we've got the barber shops and we've got the health unit and we've got City West. So people are kind of out and about over here. And so it's easy for them to pop in and see what's going on and get more information.
So, George, why do shoppers go to these stores?
I have to be honest, I still don't think I know. I'm coming from a very biased position. When I go shopping in secondhand clothing stores, I'm usually feeling a little underimpressed by the selection and quality. But there are those who feel like this is the best option, not just because of cost, but because of value. I gave loyal secondhand shopper a call in Vanderhoof. His name is Stephen Woods. He's a heavy-duty mechanic there, and he drives into Prince George to get his shopping done. I ask him what draws him to the thrift shop.
I'm going through a pretty brutal divorce and family maintenance and everything. A third of my check goes to family maintenance and then paying for a lawyer and everything. You know, there isn't much money left at the end of the month. You know, I'm being a heavy-duty mechanic, coveralls only cover so much, right? Oil soaked through your coveralls, things like that. And there's no sense in buying an expensive pair of pants that are, you know, going to get ruined at work anyways.
Hmm. George Baker is with me this morning. We're talking about the rise of the thrift shop around northern BC. So price-wise, how competitive are thrift shops against what you might buy online, George?
Well, I want to give you a sense of where the secondhand online shopping market is at these days. According to Kijiji, that online garage sale megaplex, Canadian secondhand shopping on the internet is worth about $30 billion per year. So the competition is a real obstacle. That doesn't include shopping on various Facebook garage sale pages either. So I asked both Gary and Barbara, how profitable is this business? And let's start with Barbara Lemke. So what's a good month for you?
A good month for me right now, being a year into business, is being able to pay all my expenses and still have money in the bank for extras.
And what's a bad month?
A bad month is when I cannot cover all my expenses.
How often does one happen versus the other?
I've had more, definitely, I would say 80% good months. And in the first year of business, that's, I think, pretty good.
And now Gary Gunther.
The profit, yeah, not a lot of profit in it. You know, when you have your overhead, your rent and everything. I think last year it worked out that my pay worked out, if I include all my hours, $6.45 an hour.
Well, why do you do it then?
Because I have a second job and I feel it's an important issue and I feel it's important to help the community out and help with the spading and neutering of feral cats. So,
all right. So how common do you think the thrift store will become in northern BC?
Well, that's hard to gauge. The same Kijiji report that I referenced before says the average Canadian family of four saves about $1,000 each year buying secondhand items, whether online or at the retail store. There could be growth in the Peace and the Northwest, depending on how those economies grow over the next decade. But there's also something to consider here in Prince Rupert: copycats. Now, Third Avenue here is home to many businesses offering the same services: hairdressers, coffee shops, Vietnamese food, and thrift shops. Perhaps that's what's going on here. It's a game of copying the successful business model. And that's because the store to our left here on Third is perhaps the busiest one in Prince Rupert and has been for a very long time, Russell, the Salvation Army Thrift Shop. Mm-hmm.
CBC's George Baker with me this morning in Prince Rupert talking about the rise of the thrift shop around northern BC. Thank you so much, George.
You're welcome, Russell.
So what do you think about shopping secondhand? Do you do a lot of your shopping at different types of variety thrift stores around northern BC? Do you think they're a good deal? You can give us a call at 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932.